Chris and Sam podcast. Pull up a bar stool and join us for a random conversation, guaranteed to make you think or your money back.
Hello and welcome to episode 476 of the Chris and Sam podcast.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Sam. Welcome along to your weekly fix of randomness, technology and life. I don't have a tagline. I haven't thought of anything else. Just hello.
That's enough. That's what we are. That's what we are. Hey, I'm going to start off with a bit of a note about a movie you saw last night. So I went with Adam to see a movie last night.
Yes.
It was called Late Night with the Devil.
Okay.
Fantastic movie. Really, really, really enjoyed it. I don't want to give anything away, but I'll give you the setup for the movie, right? Mm. So it's Late Night with the Devil. It's like a set in the 70s, and the costuming and the hairdos and the clothing, okay. and it's just fantastic.
Yep.
Set, all that's fantastic. So the premise is that there's a 70s late night show, you know, comedy show.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
this is like back in the day when Carson was on or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And the host is trying to, you know, get up in the ratings because, you know, all the late night shows are battling each other. And so this show is found footage. So, we found the footage of this show. And it's their Halloween special. And they had some guests to really spice it up for Halloween. They had a medium.
Yep.
You know, so talks of spirits or whatever you call
it. Of course.
They had a skeptic.
Yep.
And it's all crap. It's all charlatans and stuff. And they had a parapsychologist, you know, like what the Ghostbusters were in the university, yeah. That sort of thing, who was studying demonic possession.
Okay.
And it was really, really good. I will recommend if anyone gets the chance to watch it in a theatre.
Yep.
So everything that is played by the footage is in the 4:3
aspect ratio.
Okay. Because that's what it was at the time. And it works really well. And then so
are you jumping between the found footage and then something else or not?
Okay. Not really. Okay. So they have the found footage, they've got the on-camera stuff, which is in colour, and then they break for commercial, and then you have behind-the-scenes footage in black and white.
Oh, cool.
And it works like that. It's really clever. It's a horror. But to me, I thought it was more clever than over the top. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not
yeah,
like
yeah.
a big blood and gore thing.
No. Okay.
But it was really good.
It
really,
sounds like
really
an Adam film.
It really was. because I said to him, I don't remember the last time I went to see a horror movies. Oh, yeah, I do. It was with you for Exorcist. He goes, yeah, there's a theme there. So, yeah.
There's a bit of a theme.
But, yeah, no, absolutely, definitely worth checking out. So, And it keeps you guessing all the way through. You go, oh, what's going to happen next? I reckon that thing there or that person there or that thing there or whatever. And, yeah, no, it's really good. Really enjoyed it.
Sounds awesome. I've checked that out. Where did you go to see that?
I went to the Regent.
Oh, yeah.
So Adam came and picked me up, which is cool.
Cool. Very good.
Long drive for Adam. I think he dropped me off.
Yeah, you need to get a car.
Get a motorbike.
Scooter. Get a scooter.
Freaking scooter to Tiamut.
Why not? I've seen people scootering on the expressway.
Yeah, maybe not.
They're mental.
I got a thing from this LinkedIn scammer.
Yep. Oh, good.
I'm going to read this out. Cause,
are they going to give you money?
Well, no. Let me read this. So I got, you know how you get connection requests on LinkedIn? So you get them all the time. Mm. So I got this one from Ravish Kumar, he, him.
Yeah, good.
Right. Hello, Chris. I recently came across your podcast and absolutely loved it.
I bet you did.
I'd be thrilled to connect with you. Mm. Thrilled?
Thrilled.
I mean, he had me at thrilled, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, if anyone's thrilled to connect with me.
No. He had you at Hello Chris. Let's be real. Nothing sweeter than your own name.
Well, that might be true. So I'm like, this is probably crap, but on the off chance, because we do know there's a bunch of Indian people that listen to the podcast.
That's right, they do.
In the subcontinent.
Yeah.
All right, so I hit connect. I didn't reply, but I hit connect. And then I get a reply back 3 minutes later.
Yeah.
Thanks for connecting with us, Chris. Us. So the he, him is both of them, I guess.
Yeah, maybe, maybe.
Thanks for connecting with us, Chris.
Okay.
We specialize in turbocharging podcast growth through expert video editing, attention-grabbing thumbnails, and strategic competitor analysis. Our viral short-form clips will turn your content into a sensation guaranteed. Want to learn more?
Did you reply to that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I went, no thanks. As you know from listening to the podcast, it's audio only. Disconnect.
Yeah. I actually, yeah.
I mean, how lazy is that, though?
Well, that's true. I had a friend request on Facebook, and it was from a female, and I was like, okay. And then it said there's 14 connections in common. And I was like, okay. So over time, what's happened is I am friends on Facebook with a lot of giant pumpkin growers in America.
Yeah.
And nobody knows who I am. They just all start following everybody else. It's all following just in case. And I changed my profile picture a while back to my headshot. But for the longest time, I had my pumpkin vest photo.
Yeah.
And all the giant pumpkin people have always got pumpkins in their photos. But this woman didn't. So before I clicked accept, I clicked on it, and all the people she knew, I was like, I know who those people are. Okay, they're pretty well-known people. And then, does she have a profile? Yep, she does. So I went through, and yeah, there were some pumpkin photos and some, I think there's a photo of a kids or something. And then there was these weird auction things, which were legit. And it was like cow auctions, I think, wherever she lives in the States.
So she's agricultural?
Yes.
Probably.
But it just looked, anyway, so I hit accept, and then it was like, hi. I was like, hey. And then it was like something like, hey, it was some real random thing, and it was all spelt wrong, and it didn't make any sense. And I said, hey, look, I know you've just hacked this woman's account. You need to try harder and, you know, put sentences in the right structure and, you know, work on your English game. No reply. And then I deleted and blocked them. But, yeah, that's what was going on there.
Yeah, it's funny. I just thought that was hilarious because, yeah, good luck, Ravish.
Ravish.
What do you got? Because you don't want me. Because I do want to go on to a little bit of a Donald Trump adjacent diatribe, but I'll let you get some words in first.
Let's talk. Yeah. Okay. So obviously, there's been a huge spike in search queries for "Why do my eyes hurt?" recently.
Oh, because of the eclipse.
Yep. Because
really?
They're all staring at it.
Are you?
What?
Seriously?
Yes. And then there was also signs in Target, I think it was, or Walmart, and it said, it was on all the welding helmets, and it said, if you purchase this on this date, between these two dates, you cannot return this, because people are going to buy a welding helmet, which does not provide any protection at staring at the sun. Yeah. They didn't, it's just crazy.
Oh my God. Because they were... Somebody was joking, one of the late night guys was joking about how often they were saying, don't stare at the sun, don't stare at the sun, don't stare at the sun.
Yeah.
And I would have thought it was pretty bloody obvious.
No, but then, yeah, but Donald Trump that time, remember, he was staring at it.
I know, and then I saw somebody going, yeah, but he's a real man. Like one of the anchors going, yeah, but he's tough, he can do that.
As a joke? Just,
no, serious. And I'm like, oh my God, these guys are nuts. But what was funniest was the... Fox News said something. They ran the story. I saw a couple of versions of the story. They absolutely ran the story. And all of the night guys just ripped them apart. So see if you can see the fault in this. They said that there is a sale of a lot of black clothing by Mexicans in the across the border, and they're going to use the 14 minutes, is it? 4 minutes to sneak across the border in the dark.
Okay.
During the eclipse. And it's like, or they could just wait till nighttime and do it.
Well, got a
it
bit...
happens every day.
Yeah. They've got a bit more time.
It was the dumbest thing. But the news clips were straight faced just going on this stuff. And it was just like, what are you talking about? What a bunch of Normans.
I read the story. Scientists have been out there doing scientisty stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've actually realised in Brazil that some of the frogs, and I don't know if it's all frogs, but definitely this frog, are screaming all the time. But it's at such a high frequency, we can't hear it. So they were arching their back, opening their mouths, going... and they're the small leaf litter frogs. and they were like, oh, it looked like they were screaming, but they couldn't hear anything. So they used high-frequency audio recorders, and they realized, oh, yeah, it's a defensive ultrasound being used by these amphibians. They don't know if it's to try and scare things away, call other frogs to their aid. I don't know how they're going to do. But so anyway, that was the gist of it. And then at the end, they list a bunch of other animals that use some sort of infrasonic or ultrasonic frequencies to communicate that humans cannot hear. What animals are in your list?
Elephants. They're infrasonic.
They're not on the list, but I didn't know that. Oh, I sort of knew that. Rhinos were the ones I didn't realise.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So we've got bats, whales, rhinos, dogs, pigeons, cuttlefish. All sorts of animals.
Oh, wow.
But I've just never seen the rhino thing come up anywhere.
Yeah, no, I hadn't seen the rhino. It makes sense, though. That they'd have a pretty low sound. Low's the infra and ultra is the high.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's right.
Cool. Let me talk a little bit about our buddy. Actually, no, it's just about his company. So there's a whole bunch of stuff. And some of this, I've written this down for over a week and everything's moving so quick. But you
how
know,
many hours? I don't even know what the time frame should be. Days or weeks? I don't know. How many?
Way too many. Way too many is the answer to
But you just
question.
Have it in the background sometimes.
Yeah, mostly.
You're not watching it full on.
No, usually it's while I'm doing other things and I'll perk up and listen to a bit. So he got the SPAC that bought the Truth Social, right? And so you know that Truth Social went public just over a week ago.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
A week and a half ago.
Okay.
So suddenly, his shares are worth $8 billion.
On paper.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the trick, isn't
exactly.
it? Yeah,
okay. So it rallies into you know, stratospheric, and he gets a lot of money. And then it starts plummeting.
Okay, yeah.
It just naturally drops anyway, because I think that's the same with any IPO.
Normally, yeah.
Normally it goes, spikes a little bit because everybody's like, oh, buy this. Mm. And then a bunch of people go, oh, I've made a bit of money and sell it, and it peaks down a bit.
Yeah,
so
okay.
that's sort of normal. Then there's the independent auditor for Truth Social came out with his report, which was due to come out.
And that's an internal person of Truth Social?
No. They're working for Truth Social, but it's like an independent contractor, like an accounting firm.
Okay, yeah, good.
But it's like one guy.
Of course it is.
Probably named Neville, who works out of his garage or something. And apparently he is. It's just a one-man band that does this. But his thing was like, well, on a revenue of $4 million last year, they lost $56 million. And I don't think this company can stay solvent for long.
And they release, oh, because they have to release it?
Yeah, because it's now a public company.
Oh, yeah, true, of course.
So, yeah. So the whole point of the SPAC thing is if you have a company and you want to turn it public, you have to do the IPO process.
Mm.
And there's a lot of work to be done in that. But if you do the SPAC thing, special purpose acquisition company,
yeah,
that's already public and then it buys it. And it doesn't have to go through all the things. And you know how Donald doesn't like to have things written down. So he liked the SPAC thing. So that's the reason they did it that way.
Good.
Right. So the SPAC, the two guys that started the SPAC are already criminally indicted. And they're going to prison for up to 20 years.
Oh, good.
Because they made $20 million insider trading off this thing. Trump's going, oh, no, this is all going down. So he is now suing his co-founders of Trump Social. So Truth Social, I should say. So Truth Social was the brainchild. I mean, it's just a Twitter knockoff, but it's the brainchild of two of the Celebrity Apprentice people.
Contestants.
Right? Younger guys,
yeah, okay.
you know. And they came to Donald and said, we'd like to start this thing up with your name on it. You get 90% and we get 10% of the company.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So Donald says, okay. He ended up taking another couple of percent off them and gave it to Melania.
Oh, nice.
And now he's suing them for the other 8% because he's not happy with how they're running the company.
Okay.
He's just an idiot. There's two things here, right?
Okay.
So he's really upset because there were two things that they put in the
clause.
Two clauses
contract.
Or something in the contract.
Yeah.
So basically, he's locked up for 6 months. When it goes public, he cannot sell the shares for up to 6 months, which is fairly standard.
That's quite standard, I think.
Yeah, that's very standard. They were going to have a SPAC a while ago if all fell through. So if that had gone through, he would have been able to sell them to pay for all its court costs, but he can't now, right?
No.
So he's upset about that. The other thing they did is they said, contractually, he can't post on Twitter. I didn't realise this.
Oh.
Because that's the draw card for Truth. So they're like, you can't post on Twitter. And he's in the...
He's got twitchy thumb ready to
go. Yeah, totally, because he's in a presidential campaign, right? He's got... I've got the numbers here somewhere.
Okay.
He's got 5 million followers on Truth.
Okay.
Has 12 million followers on Truth Social.
Yeah.
But he's got 89 million followers on Twitter or X,
yeah,
which you can't talk to. So he's like gutted about that. So he's suing them for the 8% of the company because they're not running it well enough. And it's just hilarious. It just, yeah, it's cracking me up. And so the news today was because it peaked at over $107, and I think it's at $32 now, the Truth Social. And it's gonna be a penny stock. It's going to crash.
Yeah. Good.
Everybody's short selling it.
Okay. I'm glad we've had an update.
Okay. Cool.
Very excited. Last weekend, I think it was, or a couple of weeks ago, there was a pop-up store devoted to Dunedin's gothic aesthetic, and it's called Enter Awful Things. And basically, it said... It features the work of 40 local designers. Every item in the store has to be black, right? There's not much more to the story. But they've got a picture of something, and I'll read you the subtitle, the little caption of this photo. And it goes, and then you tell me what you think this is, and then I'll show it to you. I know, it's great on an audio podcast, but you'll get it. An original leather-made mask could be yours.
It sounds like it's going to be an S&M type mask thing.
It's a full-blown GIMP mask.
Oh, it is. That's sort of what I was meaning.
Yeah. And, I was just like, cool. Anyway, good on you, Dunedin. Oh, Sunfed Food shutting down? Remember those guys? You had some of that once. You got all that cheap fake chicken.
Yeah. I love that stuff.
Yeah, just can't do it. They've had investors pull out of the company because of... the lead on from COVID and that, but basically nobody's got money to pay for the fake meat because it was like almost a premium price. And the woman's really gutted. Because when she first came out, she had quite a few podcast episodes and she was all over the place.
Yeah, but didn't
someone
Kentucky Fried Chicken, but one of the Burger King or something started doing the Sunfed.
Oh, I'm not sure what they were using.
I know it was a fast food.
Okay,
time. But she's, I was like, if you got that, you're hitting the big time.
Well, she just says, we've got to pull the pin. This is it. Because remember, I'm sure on a podcast or something, she was her husband involved or something? And there was something about a really special machine. They had a special machine that they just brought in. And I think that's what the difference was how they were making it out of pea protein or whatever it was. Anyway, so they're shutting down. Just a bit of a bummer.
Yeah. It sounds like, well, everything's going backwards these days.
Sorry. Oh my gosh, everything. Let's not get into that. I don't want to be depressed this early in the morning, Chris.
Right, let me give you a listicle that I thought was amusing.
Good.
The listicle is bear fighting and other animals Americans think we could beat up. So coming in at, I guess, number 10.
And is this for just 10? An average, this is what they've said they could beat up in a hand-to-hand fight?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the animal and... ask you the percentage of Americans that think they could take on that animal.
Yeah, okay. The percentage is going to be way higher than reality. Okay, go.
Well, okay, so the first one is goose.
A goose. 89%.
61%.
Okay. Actually. I mean, they're pretty vicious, but I think you could...
A rat.
Oh. I don't know. They're a bit squirrely. They're all over the place. 79%.
72%. Very close.
No, I'm good.
Eagle.
Oh, Jesus Christ. An eagle? And what, you're killing it?
Yeah.
With your bare hands?
I'm basically one-on-one, mano a mano.
Okay. 50%.
Only 30. They're a bit scared of those eagles, which is cool. A chimpanzee.
Oh no, like 5%.
17. But that's a scary piece. Of...
Oh yeah, they're going to rip your face off like that woman.
Kangaroo.
Oh, have you seen those? Is it a normal... Hang on. I'm just thinking...
Not a wallaby.
No. But you can get like a normal-looking kangaroo, or you can get one of those jacked-up, roid-looking ones that are super muscly, that are scary as.
I think they're all scary.
5%.
14.
Okay.
But, yeah, and it's got a picture of a roided
No, that's nothing. You can get ones, like, double, like, ripped like that. Look, I've been working out all day.
Gorilla. How many?
2%.
8% of Americans think they could fight a gorilla and win. Like, yeah. That's the dumbest ever. And then grizzly bear.
1%.
6%. Although I would have thought I would be more scared of a gorilla than a bear. Yes. I mean, I'd be scared of both of them. Don't get me wrong, totally. But, to me, a gorilla would be... I'd shit myself more.
Yeah. One of the bears, I can't remember if it's the... I think it's the grizzly. It must be the grizzly. One of them plays with you, eh? It doesn't just kill you straight away. It, like, plays with you and stuffs around with you. And that's why you got to, like... Because one of them, you stand up tall and scream.
Yeah.
And one of them, you lay on the ground like you're dead. Don't ask me which one's which. And then so that's the bears. And then it was like, if it's white, you're just dead. Like, the polar bear's the worst of them all.
Yeah, because it's just going to fuck you up.
Yeah, they'll just destroy
they're
you.
They're always hungry.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
They've got nothing else to eat. So, yep, you're the menu.
There's a project happening, currently started, I guess. And it's called, I guess it's a bunch of US people. And you think I could find the name of this thing? Because it's not written. Who wrote this thing? Anyway, they're basically building an underwater pod thing. It's just called Deep. That's what the company's called.
Okay.
And it's to hopefully increase the quality of people's lives for the long run. That's their big objective to building this underwater thing. And he's saying, like, we think we might find the treatment for cancer and all sorts underwater. Because sea sponges can repel organisms trying to eat them. They've got all these weird chemical processes. And there's a bunch of stuff that they just haven't explored. Like, we've explored more in space than we have underwater. So, yeah, launched in 2021. They've got 100 staff across the UK, the US and Canada. They're going to build this underwater living space called... They've dubbed it Sentinel. I don't know how I feel about that name. But I love how they've said a wooden prototype already exists.
A wooden...
Yes. Anyway,
I can't remember what it is. Some old pirate movie I've seen where they capsize a rowboat that the man are called into, and then it drops to the bottom of the ocean, and they walk out breathing in the that's what I think their Sentinel fucking prototype is.
They're gonna do some testing first in a Gloucestershire quarry before they put it in the Mediterranean Sea.
Mediterranean Sea.
Yes, they do.
That is the dumbest thing I've heard so far.
They do explain why that is. So they said it can sit anywhere on the ocean's continental shelf down to 656 feet. But that's way too dark, basically. And then they said, and it's way too deep for most divers, and it's too shallow to justify the cost of commercial deep water equipment. So they're going here because it's the perfect space for enough light and then also how the tides work or something. There's a reason that they did pick that.
Because to me, and you know, I may be totally wrong here, but to me the Mediterranean's a bowl that is just full of all the crap of all the countries around it. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to find something that's useful... To me, it would be in a wider ocean.
Yeah. So they're going to have 6 people down there that can live down there for 28 days. They've got some big challenges with, like, temperature. They've got to have it at, like, 32 degrees just so the inside's 22 degrees. There's a whole bunch of stuff, and they said there's... It sounds like... And they're going to be talking to a lot of the astronauts and all that sort of stuff because what they're facing is the same.
Yeah.
Like, being away from people.
Yeah, well,
I could
definitely see the, you know, Mars mission guys spending time in that.
Yeah, totally. I think that's probably what they're going for.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, it'd be pretty interesting.
But I think the concept's right in terms of we should have research near the ocean floor.
Yes.
At whatever, there's a Goldilocks depth, like not too deep anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, because of the bands of life. But, they should absolutely be doing something like that. The Med just seems the wrong place to me.
They said basically the only people who have done it before was Jacques Cousteau back in the day for a little bit. His was a bit different. There was C-Lab by the Americans, but as soon as they started going to space, they pulled all the funding and it never carried on.
Oh, wow.
And that's pretty much it. Nobody's really wanted to do this. So it'll be interesting to see.
That's crazy.
And you know, if you're thinking about it, all they're like, worst case scenario is it's like a homemade submarine and everybody gets crushed in a split second. Best case scenario, they're fine.
Yeah.
It's easy.
And they discover a cure for cancer. Yeah.
Or just find a sea sponge that they can turn into some weird product.
Yeah. So have you heard about this, the new Auckland surgical building?
No.
So the new Tautira Haumaru building at North Shore Hospital.
Okay.
So it's a brand new surgical building, the size of a provincial hospital.
Nice.
So it's big.
Yeah, yeah. It's open.
Well, no. The lights are on, the hospital beds are in place. Four stories, 150 bed building.
No doctors.
No doctors. They don't have the staff needed. So it cost them $300 million to build the facility.
To be fair, though, I'd rather have a building ready to go and not the staff instead of vice versa.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. So it's got 8 operating theatres.
Yeah.
And it was always meant to open in stages because, you know, that sort of thing would open in stages. The ground and first floor was initially supposed to open last December. Then it was pushed to this month. And now they're going, yeah, we're going to push it out to mid-year.
Okay.
Because they just don't have the staff. But you sort of think, oh, man, it's part of the project planning.
It should be, yes. But if your building takes 3 years to build and medical takes 8 years to achieve.
But we should be getting immigrants if we can. It's just that we don't pay enough here.
No, of course not. That's the problem. I don't, you know. That's with every field. You go to Australia, but you have to deal with Australia, but you get the money.
Yeah.
And the grass is always greener on the other side. I don't know. It's always interesting. Some people like it. Some people don't.
Yeah. I think it's a time of life thing too. And I think they advertise to people that are just starting families, come back to New Zealand, you know, or come over to New Zealand and become a doctor here. And, That would work if we haven't got a crushing shortage and then you're working every minute of every day. So anyway, I don't know. But I thought that was interesting for local news because I don't spend a lot of time on local news.
What? I find that hard to believe with your in-depth Trump coverage, which is affecting the daily lives of everybody. Whoever's listened to this.
It's so funny. It really is like a soap opera. I think that's why I watch it. It's like it is so entertaining. Yeah, it's so funny. Might end the world as we know it, but it's still absolutely funny.
Okay, I'm glad
you... here's something amusing for you. I just find it amusing because somebody did the math for this.
Okay, we're going to end on this. What is
it? Okay, so according to researchers in Japan, by the year 2531...
Yep, good.
Everyone in Japan will have the name Sato.
Oh. It's well worth it, working that out.
Yeah, because the way they name and marriage and change and combine, they've worked it out that by that time, everybody will have the same name in Japan.
Same first name or last name?
I think that's the surname.
Yeah, surname.
But it might be switched over, like, surname first. I can't remember.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what.
Oh, I mean. Good. I'm glad someone worked that
family
out.
Family name.
Good. I'm sure nothing else will be happening that period of time either.
Yeah. Some social media users wrongly assumed the study, first reported on Monday, but published in March, was an April Fool's Day prank.
Oh, okay.
But Yoshida says he wanted to give people pause for thought. Because what else would give them pause for thought?
Global warming, no. AI robot overlords, no. War, no. Just that.
Oh yeah, one more thing before we wrap up.
Okay.
I had another meeting with the university. Looks like we will be getting TEDx Waikato.
Nice.
They can get that name because it's the university's called Waikato. It'll be only 100 people, so it'll be invite only, and we might be doing live streaming, but you'd have to be on the list for the live stream as well.
Excellent.
So it looks like that's good. And I put in my proposal for a coaching program for them.
Excellent. So. Triple it. Yeah. Okay. Until next time, I'm Sam.
I'm Chris.
See ya.
Bye.
Hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure to subscribe and catch you next week. Don't forget to tell your friends.